Thank you once again for your interest in UBC's 222 initiative. In this brief audio blog, I want to speak to you about prayer. Prayer for the child of God is like breathing. It's just as natural and regular and necessary as breathing is to life. Our 222 initiative offers us a little more inspiration for prayer. Now remember, you're getting together weekly with one, two, or at most three others to talk about your spiritual life, to share what God is teaching you as you faithfully read the Bible, and to pray for God's help and blessing in one another's lives. Prayer is a vital part of our fellowship as we grow together in Christ. The scriptures teach this. Paul in Philippians 4 and verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And again in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, Paul says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And Jesus' own words in Luke 11, 9 and 10, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." One other passage, this one from Ephesians 6 and verse 18. "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Well, this is what we want to experience as we pray together. We need to be people of sincere and frequent prayer. Now, in order to make this work, we need to keep our prayers short and simple when we meet together. If we spend too much time detailing prayer requests and praying long prayers, we'll lose energy and lose focus. Your prayer time together with a few others is just a brief expression, a vital touch point of the prayer that you're lifting up for each other every day of the week. And here's how it works. Pray for each other daily. Ask God to make His presence known in your greatest challenges each week. Ask God for strength to do His will, to actually do His will in your life. And ask God to provide for your needs. He invites us to do this. Be specific. Ask God to deliver you from temptation and evil. And finally, ask God to help you to reach out to others with the gospel this week. And it's important to name those others. Have a clear understanding in mind of who it is that God would have you share the gospel with. Well, there's indescribable promise in prayer. Listen again to what God says about prayer, this time 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Well, may the Lord our God hear from heaven as together we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, turning from our wicked ways and enjoying His blessing of forgiveness and healing.